We've been thinking about gun safety again, following last week's deadly shooting at the Cascade Mall in Burlington. Only 11 states have laws that require gun owners to store their firearms safely. Washington is not one of them. Dr. Joseph Simonetti at the University of Colorado, Denver, has done a lot of research on how people get access to guns. He told me many young people with mental health issues have relatively easy access to guns at home.
So we know that adolescents with drug and alcohol problems or mental illnesses like depression are more likely to sustain a firearm injury, particularly a self-inflicted one. And so you might think that in houses where kids have either depression or substance issue problems, parents or guardians who own the firearms might be more likely to lock up their firearms and store them in a way that makes them inaccessible to the adolescents. What we actually found was that adolescents with suicide risk factors were just as likely to report that they had access to a gun as their healthy peers. And that held true even when we looked at really the highest group of adolescents which we could identify, which is adolescents who said they had a suicide attempt in the previous year. Those adolescents were just as likely to say they had access to a gun and could shoot the gun as their healthy peers.
And what are the consequences of that?
Adolescents and adults who live in households with firearms where the guns are stored safely are less likely to be injured or killed by a gun than people living in households where the guns are stored either unlocked or loaded. So I think what this really means is that safe storage of firearms really matters.
So there is a risk for young people with mental health issues having access to guns. What is the solution?
If you look at surveys of the overall U.S. public, a vast majority of them will say that firearm owners should be locking up their firearms safely. Now, if you look at surveys of just gun owners, even a majority of gun owners say that guns should be locked in a way that makes them inaccessible to people who might harm themselves or others. And we do have some evidence-based interventions available to us where we could reach out to households to help them develop safe firearm storage action plans. And there are some tangible resources we can provide them, like gun lock boxes, that can help promote safe firearm storage in our communities. Those things are under development. We have some ones that work, but they just haven't been widely implemented, and I think that's an important thing to do.
What do you hope policymakers will take away from your research about safe storage?
Well, that's pretty simple. Safe firearm storage matters. Really, this is something that most people actually agree on, and I think that there is a way that we could broadly promote safe firearm storage in our communities in a way that both saves lives, particularly the lives of children, but also respects the rights of firearm owners, which is an important thing to do. And so what this really comes down to is spending some time talking to gun owners about, if you do store your firearm safely, why do you do it? And if you don't, why not? And I think that's a great way to identify some of the interventions that we could implement going forward.
What questions do you still have coming from your research?
I think a lot of work needs to be done related to cultural competence around the issue of firearms and firearm safety, particularly as a lot of people are discussing implementing some of these interventions in healthcare settings like pediatricians' offices. I know my own personal experience. I don't remember hearing a word about firearm safety or how to talk about guns in medical school. We spent a lot of time learning how to talk about disease prevention, but not necessarily firearm injury prevention. And so clinicians, policymakers, going forward, if we're going to have some productive conversations about gun safety, we're probably going to have to develop a new set of communication skills and knowledge that our firearm owners are already very familiar with, and we're not.
Dr. Joseph Simonetti is instructor of medicine at the University of Colorado, Denver. As I mentioned before, there are no laws on the books in Washington that require gun owners to lock up their firearms. Democrat Ruth Kagi says she'll introduce a bill in January that would allow parents to be charged with a felony if their child hurt themselves with an unsecured gun. And this November, voters will weigh in on Initiative 1491, which will allow family members to obtain extreme risk protection orders. Those would prohibit someone from possessing guns if a judge deems them a risk to themselves or others.